This is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. And this week's movie is 1992. What's it about? Well, Tyrese plays Mercer, who has been recently released from prison and suddenly finds himself with the custody of his teenage son. They are caught in the middle of the LA uprising after the Rodney King verdict, and they are just trying to stay out of the mayhem. Unfortunately, their escape actually escalates the madness as they find themselves smack dab in the middle of a heist to steal catalytic converters which contain valuable platinum from the factory where Mercer works. So who's in it? Tyrese Gibson, Christopher Emmanuel, Scott Eastwood, and Ray Liotta. So what's it like? This film presents the craziness of the unrest after the Rodney King verdict and pits the unlawlessness of the community against the unlawlessness of white folk, as if to say black folks weren't the only ones stealing. But more than that, this movie is about two fathers, one who is an ex-con who doesn't want his son to be the person he was, and the other who is a lifelong criminal who has groomed his sons to follow in his footsteps. The father-son relationships are central to this film. Now, the action in this film is slow and intentional, but it works to keep one's attention. The tension builds in a way that keeps the audience wondering what is about to happen next. The disconnect between fathers and sons is so apparent, and it drives this story from being intriguing to being fascinating. Tyrese is not respected by his teenage son, who he really doesn't know, and his son thinks he's too strict, and in many respects that he thinks he's weak. Tyrese, for all intents and purposes, is a new dad, having abruptly been given the custody of a teenager. His new focus is to make sure that the street's gravitational pull will not suck his son into the abyss he found himself in. And while they are learning about each other, they discover how much they need each other to survive. On the other hand, Liotta and his sons know exactly what each other is about. Their relationships are filled with mistrust and disrespect. They too need each other, but it's not that emotional need. It's that need of skill and ruthlessness, and in the end, it's just not enough to hold them together. Now, this film has an authenticity to it that looks at the male relationships and asks the question, what type of man are you, and what type of man do you want your children to be? And it does this amidst the backdrop of Rodney King and the mayhem, which for some might obscure the inquiry. These relationships make an ordinary heist movie an interesting sociological study or commentary on father and son relationships. So what's not to like? 1992 is not exactly about the Rodney King unrest. The title might mislead people into thinking that they're going to learn about what's it like to be in the middle of it all. And while it provides a bit of context, there are other movies that tackle this much better. Additionally, some of the background information I got from speaking to Tyrese put the film in perspective beyond what we see on the big screen. And I don't think we should require an outside narrator to fully grasp the events and messages in this film. My rating? As a heist film, 1992 has all the elements required to keep you engaged. As a historical film, it barely touches on the impact and gravity of the times. As a love story, it presents a father and son relationship in a way that is complicated but protective, messy but beautiful, disconnected but interdependent. I'm giving this one 3 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.